This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Let's do some baseball talk. Hour two of three of the Chris and Amy show today. Happy to have you with us. Not so happy. The Cardinals dropped the series to the worst team in the world. The Colorado Rockies, they lost last night, and now we are joined by the host of pre- and post-game coverage, host of the Redbird Rush Hour, happens every weekday at 5 o'clock p.m., and also Sports Open Line, 6 to 8, when Cardinals baseball is not happening. Matt Pauly joins the show. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Ron. Now, as someone who has a soft spot in their heart for the Chicago White Sox, does it please you that the whole worst team in the world thing that the White Sox had last year kind of only lasts 1 year? Like they're getting replaced by the Rockies just 1 year later.
So I had this conversation
with me.
Well, not with you, but I've sometimes I fill in on the Chicago baseball show. And a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed a guy who I know, and he is a big time Sox fan. And I go, aren't you kind of pissed that you had this this moment? You know, you're the worst team in the history of the sport, and you can always be that. And it's a novelty. It's a novelty to be that. Doesn't it kind of make you mad that some team has come along the very next season and stolen that from you? And he said, no, I don't want that. But I kind of feel
I do.
Like,
I feel like they're so bad they
like
couldn't
it.
Even be the worst team for very long.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I would, you know, I'd want to hang on to that forever.
Okay. Good to know. You know, back in the day, I would be a guest on that Chicago baseball show every once
Hit
in a while.
Run.
I was in Milwaukee. But I've never been asked on since being in St. Louis.
Well, you,
really?
I can, yeah, because I think they ask me first.
How come the Brewers aren't ever going to lose again?
You know, I'm going to send them your way, Paulie. How about that?
No, you can continue to talk to the good people of Chicago. They probably like you more than they like me.
No, come on. They love you, buddy.
Well, I don't know. Chicago's kind of mean. I think they're probably more raunchy.
They do love rude people.
Yeah.
I don't think I was rude until I moved there.
Abrasive.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oppositional.
That's right. I did
antagonistic.
Not.
Antagonistic.
Correct. I wasn't rude until I moved there. I was a really nice person for a long time. Oh, yeah.
One of the weirdest things when it came to Cubs fans that I've ever seen was, and I don't know if like there's, when if you go to Wrigley, Cubs fans tend to be like nice people at Wrigley.
Yeah.
But the Cubs fans that would go to games in Milwaukee were the worst people in the history of mankind. I mean, there would be fights. It got to, there's more Cubs fans than Brewers fans at those games because all the Brewers fans sell their tickets because they don't want to be around it. It is this incredibly toxic atmosphere, and
so
I don't get it because the Cubs fans that show up to Wrigley are not the same people who
Do you know
show
they,
up to Milwaukee.
You know what Cubs fans call Miller Park or whatever it is, American Family Field now?
Wrigley North?
Yeah, they call it Wrigley North.
Do they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're right.
Because they show up. And it's like 90 minutes from Chicago, so it's not.
Do you know what I would do? I don't know why I haven't done this, probably because it's a terrible idea. But, like, the Cardinals, they just played the Rockies. They're playing the Yankees now, right? But let's say they're playing the Cubs or the Brewers. You could do it with the Yankees. You and your buddy dress up in Yankees gear and then just act like an absolute jerk. Get kicked out of the stadium. Let people think that some horrible Brewers fans or Yankees fans went to Busch Stadium and harassed the fine Cardinals fans. And you could really besmirch the fandom of other teams. I don't know why we don't do that.
It's got to be loud enough that video ends up on social media.
And I listen, because here's the thing. I would never put like a Jesus fish on my car because people do that. And then you drive poorly or you make a move and they're like, oh, that's why I don't like Christians. I would rather have like a feel the burn Bernie Sanders bumper sticker and then drive however I want. Mm-hmm. Because it's only besmirching Bernie. You know, you could drive like a total jerk. Why would you ever put something you liked on your bumper?
But then, so is it going to cause you to be a lesser person because you're like, oh, I'm gonna let this person in front of me. Oh, wait, I can't because I'm representing a person I don't like right now.
Well,
no, I don't think so. No. Because I think it's mainly that when you inevitably make a bad move, I did yesterday. I made a bad move. I slammed on the brakes and turned hard right. It was a bad move.
I deserved
to be like just hit by the car behind me. You know, I feel like when you do something like that, having the Bernie sticker, the Biden sticker, whatever you want to do, whatever suits your mood, that would be a good move. And I would never encourage people to dress up as Yankee fans and act poorly. I'm just saying it's an idea,
Paulie,
but I would never do it.
Paulie, let me ask you this. Where are there any Brewers fans? I know one. I know, and I lived in a city for 15 years where there are a lot of people from Wisconsin who move because it's right there, you know? And I know one Brewers fan. Mm. Are there any others?
Yeah.
Is there another Brewers fan besides Andy?
Name him. What's his name?
Yes, there are beyond. They're selling out just about every game here recently. But I, the fan base compared to other fan bases is not as large. But they are. They're showing out right now.
The Minnesota Twins.
They have a good fan base.
They have more fans.
I know more Twins fans
than I
know
Brewers
fans.
That's what made me think of it, is I know a bunch of random Twins fans. I don't know any Brewers fans. Is it because
they don't leave the state of Wisconsin, I guess.
I think it's because they have a stupid logo, their outfits. Not a fan of them.
Which one?
All of them. The only worst team is San Diego, has terrible uniforms.
No, those brown and yellows are great.
Oh, you're joking, right?
Yeah, no. I like them. It reminds me of the 80s. I like it.
My mom will see those and she'll go, oh, I could never play baseball in that.
You realize, Amy, not to make this like about the Brewers, but you realize that glove logo,
yeah.
If you look at it, it's got the M and the B inside of it.
I know. I think it's so dumb. I don't get the glove logo. It looks like the fist bumping emoji.
She's out of her mind. Do we want to talk about the Cardinals or what?
We can.
I mean, what the hell?
I'm trying to bring some levity to this conversation.
So they blew it in the ninth.
That was not great.
Yes, the last. Oh, it was bad yesterday.
Come on,
Matt. They could have lost all three games. They very easily could have lost that first game against the Rockies.
When you see Kevin Wheeler today, talk to him about his experience after the game yesterday. Because we had a thing where I did post game at Busch Stadium, and then I had to get from Busch Stadium to the radio station so I could host Sports Open Line. So Kevin was solo for about 25 minutes with a whole bunch of angry Cardinal fans. And he texted me afterwards, like, how do you do this every day? Kevin got into like 92 fights yesterday.
Kevin loves a good Twitter fight.
He loves it. He lives for conflict, this guy. He loves conflict. So it was a love-hate thing, but I mean, he is not going to de-escalate the situation.
Oh, no, Kevin? No. Kevin would be the worst cop. Just the absolute worst cop. Day one on the job, he would kill somebody.
Oh my gosh, he would.
There's no
that.
Question about it.
At any rate, did you know, was it cathartic for the fans to get in a fight with Kevin?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Nothing was gained from it?
No. There was
John
not
Jose
a lot
Locke's
of fruit
calling
to bear
in
yesterday.
Like, stop talking. Stop. Somebody play the elevator music. KMOX will be right back.
It was, I mean, they lost a series to the, it was well deserved. I'm not saying the fans reacted in a poor manner. I understand the frustration. You get within three games of a playoff. So, and amazingly, they've only lost one more game. I think they're four back because the Mets lost to the Braves last
right.
night. Yeah. So you're not even like more buried. It's one game. It's not a huge thing. Like the door that we talked about being open 48 hours ago, it is still open. You're just a half step further away from it because you're four back instead of three back. But to win a series against the Dodgers and to win a series against mm-hmm. the Cubs, and for all of a sudden people like me to start talking about, hey, you know, they're only three back of a playoff spot, and then you go lose a series to the Rockies, and the one game that you win, you had to come back in somewhat miraculous fashion, and you had a lead yesterday, and you can't hold on to it. Like, it's just, it's not good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
There have been only four times that the Rockies have won back-to-back games, like four stretches where they've won at least two in a row. Mm-hmm. And they've done it against the Pirates, the Nationals, and twice against the Cardinals.
Have they swept anybody yet?
They did have four-game win streak. Yeah, it was the Nationals. They swept a four-game series against... No, I take that back. They won the final game against the Braves in a series, and then they won the first three against the Nationals, and it was a four-game series.
Okay, wow.
So they have not swept anybody this year.
Because of the four-game.
They have, like, two shutouts in their last 72 years, and they're both against the Cardinals.
Right, I said we're both teams that got shut out.
Nope, I take it back. I lied. They swept Miami.
Okay.
Miami also stinks.
I mean, the Cardinals almost got swept this series.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a Brendan Donovan, you know, pinch hit moment, really cool moment for them not to be.
Mm. Well, so tonight,
it's not over. There's still hope.
Yeah, I mean, four games back. Look, I don't think anybody's expecting it. This is one of those final six or so weeks of the season. I guess we just enjoy it, see what happens. You never know. Maybe something out of the ordinary takes place.
Is this the speech that you gave in that wedding when that couple got married?
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, maybe
it
lasts.
It's his third marriage.
Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Who's to say?
Who's to say? I mean, you're 0 for 2. Hopefully
but
the
they
third
actually went through time. With the they marriage did, because did. You were a little worried about that, right?
That's right, because because I've been asked several times to marry people. And
Matt, he came back this weekend and said that he gave the eulogy.
I did.
At the wedding.
I was like, yeah, I gave the eulogy, I mean the ceremony.
The ceremony. It's not a eulogy. Might be.
And it was in Sheboygan, right?
Yeah.
It was in Sheboygan.
Did you know you can go surfing in Sheboygan?
Well, so there was some kind of boat race surfing thing that was supposed to happen in Sheboygan really? When I was there, and then it got canceled because of a storm that came through.
Hmm.
And flooded.
Yeah, like
it was that storm that flooded like Miller Park or American Family Field.
That was scary stuff.
Yeah.
And like the park that we took our daughter to, it was completely underwater from when I lived there. Like, we just saw all the photos and everything, and so many locations that we were so familiar with, and to see it underwater, that was crazy.
All right, what's on Sports Open Line tonight? You got the Redbird Rush Hour, 5 o'clock. Sports Open Line at 6, or is there something that I wasn't told about ahead of time?
There's something you weren't told about.
I was told, Matt. I know what it is.
Okay.
What is it?
Soccer Showcase.
Oh yeah.
Yep. We're going to be over at Hot Shots in Wentzville.
Why didn't?
So come on.
Nobody tells me anything.
They told me first.
All right. Where are you going to be?
We're going to be at the Hot Shots in Wentzville. And yeah, it's going to be myself and Jen Cease, and City Defender Jay Reed is going to be there.
Oh,
so
cool.
How it's going to work is Jay is going to join us for a segment or two, and then he's going to leave us, and he's going to go sign autographs and take pictures and do all that sort of stuff. And so we'll do that for the first hour, and then the second hour I'll still be there, but it'll be kind of normal. So it's like three different shows tonight. It's Redbird Rush Hour at 5, it's City Showcase at 6, and it's Sports Open Line at 7.
Buddy, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, Paulie, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.